listening to episode number 1879 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, December 23rd, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
You are lively today.
Woo! I nodded off.
Oh, between shows?
Yeah.
So
now I'm punchy.
You're punchy.
Yeah,
this ought to be fun then. So tomorrow, we'll both be here playing Christmas songs.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's what we do on Christmas Eve. So we'll do our annual Holly Jolly thing, and away we go. Then we're off.
Holly Jolly.
You know, off into the sunset for 10 days or 12 days.
Yeah.
Or, God, I don't know how many days. Wasn't I just gone for a week? Yeah, you know, membership has its privileges. What can I say? So, all right, it is time for our annual wrap-up of the Who Cares News.
Yeah.
It's been one of those years, has it not?
It's been a year.
It's been a year.
Well, it's on the winter solstice.
Yeah.
It's the shortest day of the longest day of our lifetime. The shortest day in the longest year.
That's right.
Something like that. Okay, final Who Cares News for 2020.
Yes, ma'am. We are ready.
Annual Who Cares Roundup.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
In other words, we couldn't give a crap about any of these stories. Hard. Yeah.
Hard. Hard. We couldn't crap. Give a crap hard.
We start out with one of the biggest stories of 2020.
Which was?
Megxit.
Megxit. Megxit. Yep. Well, I forgot about that one. That was a big story.
Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, moved to, well, there's some, there you have
they,
a house
they
down
have
here.
A house here. They
in
have
Canada.
A house there, but not in England anymore.
And they gave up their titles and apparently their bank accounts.
Yes, they did. Although they're looking out for them. The Queen is looking out for them.
That's so her baby. That's her little boy.
I know. They're supposed to meet again. But now, you know what? Britain's under lockdown. So they ain't getting in. So I don't know when they're meeting again discuss the budget. Because that's what grandmothers do with their grandsons. Let's discuss your budget. Make sure you have enough money to live on.
She can be my grandmother. I need someone to discuss my budget.
Maybe they can discuss it over Zoom. They don't have to be there in person.
Give me an allowance.
Yeah, something like that. Mm.
All right. Then the world stood still while we discovered that America's... Now, we kind of care about this. America's dad and mom. But this was a surprising story of 2020.
This was a surprising story.
But we cared. We cared deeply.
We discovered
that America's dad and mom had COVID.
I know.
Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson were in Australia when we found out that they tested positive.
Now, they were the first celebrities to announce that they tested positive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh. Wow. And they didn't do it from a bathtub like Madonna did. Madonna did hers. She didn't have
what?
It. No, she did a big old thing. She was naked in the bathtub, you know, all covered up and lamenting about COVID. That Madonna, she had the antibodies.
If I did that.
Remember that?
Well, that means she's already had it.
Yeah.
If I lamented in a bathtub.
Naked.
The crisis team would be out here to evaluate me.
Yeah, probably that needs to happen with her, too.
Well, damage was already done.
Yeah.
But after pleading guilty to cheating in the college admission scandals.
Oh, yeah.
Becky hired a consultant to give her prison tips that would come in handy once she went to the big house.
I think was a big story because, you know, they sold their possessions. They put their house on the market. They went into hiding. They lost their jobs. They weren't going to plead guilty, remember? It was like, nah, we're going to stand trial.
Yeah.
And then somebody advised them, you better plead guilty because they're going to throw the book at you. So what did she get? She got 2 months and a quarter of $1 million, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Then Massimo got five months. $500,000.
Yeah.
So, and not at the same facility, not at the same time.
No conjugal visits.
No conjugal. I doubt they want to have any conjugal visits anyway. Really? Like, this was your idea. I could just... Don't you want to be a fly on the wall at their house? I told you we shouldn't do this. This was your idea.
Uncle Jesse would have disapproved.
You know. I mean, really. And then, of course, there would have been a full house moment where the moral of the story is...
Yeah, but I don't
think... Don't pay and cheat to get your kids into USC. That's the moral.
That's the moral. Not just don't pay and cheat. Don't cheat.
Don't cheat the system. Don't cheat the system.
All right, and then who can forget about the birthday party? I'm speaking political.
Politically. Yeah. The political birthday party, of
yes.
course.
It's when Kanye West ran for president.
Yes. And how many votes did he get?
50,000.
But he did not claim that there was any cheating at the
election board.
He didn't want a recount.
It was a
he didn't,
nationwide
say anything about the nationwide fraud or the fact that voting machines were casting votes for the other two candidates instead of him.
Yeah. So I'll give him that one.
Yeah, you got to give him that one. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. These are, right. I mean, 2020, what a year. Wow, who'd have thunk?
Well, Kanye, there's always 2024.
Oh, my God. Please take that out of the air. No.
The birthday party.
The birthday party.
Will the real Aunt Viv please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up. During the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That's precious right there.
The 25th anniversary reunion.
Yeah.
Will Smith brought out the original Aunt Viv, who left the show after the third season and never spoke to anyone on the set ever again.
And never worked ever again, I don't think, because I have a feeling that nobody's admitting this, but that Will Smith kind of had her blacklisted, I think.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I mean, well, if you don't get the seal of approval from Will Smith, you don't work. I think
he was a kid back then.
He wasn't that much of a kid. He was in his 20s. He was pretty up there on top of the world. He had more movie deals in those days than he does today.
Yeah, but this was just the first season, though.
Yeah, I know, but still.
And the biggest story we don't give a crap about is, of course, Mean Ellen.
Mean Ellen.
Ellen the Meanie.
Ellen the Meanie. She said she wasn't mean.
Well, I say I'm not mean, too. But, you know. Yeah, well. Yeah. I mean, sure, she's apologized.
Sort of. I don't think that was an apology.
Time will tell if the working conditions will improve on her show.
Yeah, yeah. Or if she's just going to pay everybody off.
I wonder how her ratings are right now.
I don't know. I have no idea. Hmm. You know, because they don't put Kelly Clarkson up against her. Because I think they're produced by the same company. So you can't be a ganner.
Kelly Clarkson or no Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
The issue is Mean Ellen.
Whether or not Kelly Clarkson, who, by the way, wasn't in your, you know, that was also something we didn't care about. She got divorced this year while she was in quarantine. So there.
Yeah, but we kind of care about Clarkson.
Nobody cared. Nobody cared.
Here's the glaring omission.
What? Who's that? Halle Berry?
No, you wouldn't allow her in to wrap up.
1,877 shows. And 1,877 mentions of Halle Berry. We should get a royalty for that. We should get a royalty.
The only Kardashian-esque mention is of Kanye West.
They're becoming less relevant.
Thank goodness.
I know. For now, anyway.
I think there was too many Kardashian stories to choose from.
Still another whole year coming for them to screw up. And another final season of Kudike. Happy New Year and Merry Christmas. I'll see you tomorrow. But as far as the Who Cares audience that listens religiously on the podcast, we thank you so very, very much. We wish you a Happy New Year and a Merry Christmas.
You're doing it backwards. You're throwing me off. It's Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Fine, be that way.
God, you're screwing me up.
Hallie doesn't care. See you next year. And
that's all the news you care less about for this year.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.